podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, it's been in all five of the Broward County National Showcases, a team that certainly has set standards, seven-time defending state champion. Program that started off in the kickoff classic against Cardinal Mooney over in Sarasota, and then came up with another huge performance against Western to open up the season. They'll be on display 6 o'clock on their home field on Saturday in the Broward County Showcase against DeSoto from Texas. It seemed like we had a push to get a Texas team to come east. They do. We're welcoming in this evening Coach Roger Harriott, the coach of the year from last year. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know it's a busy week for you. First of all, let me congratulate you on being the coach of the year. I saw you on TV. You look all dapper on Saturday. You look real good. But thanks so much for taking the time
to join us.
Yeah, I know this doesn't get old for you, Coach. This is a great opportunity for
your
program.
I love it. I know you do.
And certainly another showcase game against a really, really good team. They throw the St. John Boscos at you and the Bishop Gormans, and certainly just stronger. And talk about what's different about this team, than maybe last year. I mean, it's tough to compare because you're on such a great ride as far as winning all these state champions, but all your teams are different. One year you're strong, on offense. One year you're strong on defense. This year I see a lot of strength on both sides of the ball, and you've got some really good pieces. Talk about this team.
First and foremost, I just want to, thank God and everybody that's involved, specifically you and our Broward Showcase members and our BCAA members. This just has become a really awesome experience, and we owe a lot of it to you guys who make the sacrifice. So I'm personally grateful. I don't take these type of moments for granted. I think it's really important to, share information. You're one of the guys that actually, disseminate positive information into our community where people are so attracted to, hearing about convoluted issues or conspiracies or difficult situations that, impact us. But you guys really do a great job of picking up the spirits of our community. And I think that, you guys really need to know that. I don't think you hear it often enough, but it is really, really important, especially in this day and age where, interpersonal skills are low and we just don't interact from a humanistic standpoint as much as we should. So I'm grateful that you guys do this. I know the toll that it takes on you. I know it's, you guys are extremely busy. So I just want to express my appreciation personally. From a football standpoint, this team is, I would like to say they're really bought in. They have a sense of maturity and devotion. They're dedicated to the St. Thomas Aquinas standard. Just so kind of the way we do things. When people think of standard, they think it's like a source of arrogance, but they don't realize we're really, our standard comes from a biblical, faith-based situation. It's not us beating our chest saying, we're the best on the planet and blah, blah, blah. It's really about our faith, family, tradition, and excellence that, resonates throughout our whole entire community. We don't feel like we just represent St. Thomas in the Archdiocese, especially in these type, this time of the year. We feel like we represent Broward County, the whole Tri-County area and Florida. And I think it's a great platform, obviously, for these young men on both sides, wherever they're coming from, to showcase their talent and bring positive energy and to the entire industry, where there's a lot of speculation about how things are being done now with NIL and the portal and so forth. So, to have these type of moments, I think it's great. This team does a great job of really sharing and expressing what it means to serve in a way that shows true gratitude. We talk about, having a debt of gratitude within our program a lot, and how that really impacts your neurological, you know, faculties, like your endorphin, serotonin, it puts you in a really positive place. But that is a source of service when you talk about a debt of gratitude. You mean, it means that you owe somebody something, somebody that has done something extraordinary for you. So that's kind of where this team's mindset is. They're strong leaders. There's a brotherhood. They're devoted to each other. Our program, as you know, Larry, you followed us from the beginning, and look how much it has evolved. And it hasn't just evolved from a talent standpoint. Now, I know we get a lot of ridicule and criticism for being a private school and kids wanting to come to our program and so forth. It's become a place where now people are gravitating to the program because they want a better experience. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that, having a faith, academic, and athletic experience overall, and doing things the right way and being positive role models and you know, pouring healthy messages into a child's life. That's resonating because of social media and the advancements of technology. Is resonating throughout our whole entire country and beyond. You know, we had a chance to play in London last year and showcase what, you know, South Florida football is really about. And we did it in a first-class manner, you know. So that's what this team is really about, Larry. They're about serving. They're about sending a message. They really are about advancing the gospel, because that's who we are at St. Thomas, about sending a positive message out into the community and saving lives and really focused on salvation. I know it sounds cliche, but that's who we really are. When we're working out, Larry, if you just popped up into our weight room, you're going to hear gospel music. You know, you're going to hear the players saying amen and doing things that really reflect the character of Christ and who we truly are, regardless of what your religious background is. It doesn't matter to us. We're all brothers and sisters on this planet, and we just got to figure out a better way, and we feel like we have the platform to do that.
Yeah, no doubt. And not only that, a lot of the former players come back and, you know, they get involved. I know you have that night of Thanksgiving where a lot of the, you know, when you have practice and a lot of the former players come back and, you know, kind of give their word of encouragement to a lot of the younger kids.
They're coming back to work, Larry. They're coming back to the school to work, to substitute, to teach. They're coming back to coach in different aspects, like, you know, so that says something about the program.
Yeah, no doubt. And obviously, as a coach and watching a lot of your players graduate and go on to college and then into the NFL, that's got to feel really special to you and a lot of the longtime coaches like Coach Scott and some of the other coaches who've been there for a long time, to see a lot of these young men who you got as kids at 14, 15 years old that have families now. And talk about that, because I think that's an important part of it as well.
Yeah, those kids are, you know, those guys are not kids anymore. They're married, they're in life, and they feel like they have a great foundation that was established, you know, prior to going to college. And, you know, I give our youth league programs their flowers. I know that we have a certain reputation around the country, you know, with regards to being aggressive, but we have a lot of moms and dads that are really devoted to the lifestyle of, you know, athletics in South Florida, specifically football. You know, I try to explain to people beyond South Florida that this is not, you know, recreational to us. This is actually a way of life. And we as high school coaches owe a debt of gratitude to the youth league guys who shepherd them into our programs. And allow us to help them evolve, because a lot of them, Larry, stay in their lives too. You know, you don't hear about those unsung heroes in the youth league who continue to go to their high school games, continue to college, you know, talk to them through college, talk to them through their, you know, some of the difficulties they're having in their relationships, or, you know, what they're, you know, what they're going through in their recruiting process. So, man, I give a shout out to all the UP coaches. I appreciate them for what they do, you know.
I agree. I got three things for you before I let you go. First, when are we going to see Reed Harriet? Is he a next year varsity guy or what?
Yeah, he's bouncing back and forth. We call him swing guys, but he'll have his first JV game. He's dressed for a couple varsity games and had an opportunity to get in at the end of the Cardinal Mooney game. Our freshman guys didn't really get a chance to get in during Western, you know, that score.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
But really didn't depict the actual game. You know how that goes sometimes. Western's a tough
team.
Yeah,
no, I know.
They're going to win. They're going to win a lot of games this year. You know, it just kind of got away from them, you know, towards the end.
Okay.
Reed will be playing tomorrow against Monarch in JV.
Okay. My second thing is, when you do hang this up, and I hope it's not for a long, long time, but I've got the perfect replacement for you because I've watched him. He's like a mini you. When you in the cafeteria and running up and down and banging on the tables and stuff like that, your replacement will be Zayden Gamble. I'm telling you, that guy, he is so much like you. I mean, he's got the spirit to him. He talks religion all the time. I mean, he's perfect.
Talks, yeah. And he speaks and then the message. Third, he does.
And then the final thing is, when am I going to be invited for breakfast at the Georgia Pig? That was the last thing.
It's funny you said that. I was just telling Coach yesterday. I said, Coach, we need to start inviting people here so it can be like a podcast. An informal, just hanging out, asking questions. Man, you're always welcome to come. You're always welcome to come by, Larry.
I love it. Coach, I can't thank you enough. I'll see you on Saturday evening. I appreciate you as always, and keep doing what you do, man.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Dianaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.